Am I in or am I out?
Ooh, damn. Depends.
Is that what she said?
I hope that's not what she said.
What about me? Finally, we're doing this.
Martika, what up?
LP, oh my God. I'm so excited for this podcast because you know it's going to be so good.
Yo, this episode was kind of weird. It was pretty weird.
And why was it weird?
It was just all over the place, you know? It's like, I don't know. Like, P was just on a vengeance. Like, I feel like he wasn't, like, super sweet P. Like, he was like, nah, like, uh-uh. Nah, fuck all this bullshit. I'm handling my shit now. I got a dick now. I got balls now. Like, he kind of came off like he got some balls in his episodes. You don't know.
I mean, we are getting to the final stretch of the season. He's already like, all right, I'm done with this drama. Fuck all this. I need to find my wife. And his biggest fear is that he ends up heartbroken after everything. And can you blame him?
I mean, a year ago is exactly what happened.
That is exactly what happened. A year ago. Yeah, pobre. Le destruyeron el corazón, pobrecito de nuestro leoncito cubano tan bello que es. He's so beautiful. He's such a cutie patootie.
You sound like my grandma. Like, I mean, squeezing my cheeks and shit.
Well, I mean, if I had Peter in front of me, I'd probably squeeze his butt cheeks. I mean, his cheeks, jeez, because, you know, he's so... Él es tan cachetudo. He's so... Honestly, he has those little chubby, cute chipmunk cheeks, and he's a sweetheart. Okay, anyways, but that is not the point of this podcast. Woo!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Bacheleteros. You already know, Al P, Martika, we out here. We got another episode. We on and popping. There's a lot of things going on, and of course, at the end of every episode, as we recap per episode, we got the Bacheletero Awards. We have La Loca of the Week, who's the craziest person on the most recent episode. We got La Come Mierda of the Week, who ate the most shit. And, of course, the MV3, the most valuable three of the episode. Martika.
So are we going to do an MV3 when we have the final two?
That's a good question. I say we cross that bridge when we get there.
All right. No, I just thought about that right now. You know, my ADD kicks in, bien cabrón, and all that.
I mean, like, we can include, like, a producer or some shit, you know? Ooh.
I mean, oh, wow, with all the rumors that are circulating. By the way,
see what I did there?
I see what you did there. By the way, for those of you who don't know, there are rumors circulating that Pilot Pete doesn't choose any of these girls, but instead ends up with one of his producers. Now, that would be so foul if that happens.
Why is it foul?
Listen, that would be the first time in Bachelor history that anything that crazy occurs.
That'd be awesome.
Like, there's been occasions where the Bachelor picks one girl and then changes his mind, and after the final rose, he chooses somebody else.
Damn.
He chooses his second choice.
It's fucked up.
But in both situations, it's worked out, believe it or not. And they're both married to those prospective women.
All right.
So
it's crazy because that rumor came out that Peter Weber, he ends up, you know, with a producer from The Bachelor. Now ABC executives, they can't confirm or deny the rumor. So, which I think is fine, you know, like you got to keep like the mysteriousness alive. You know, it's another reason for people to talk about The Bachelor even more. So I get it.
Yeah.
Do I think that happened? No. I think them not confirming nor denying, I think that's completely okay. And we're just falling into the fucking palms of these incredibly intelligent producers who are running The Bachelor. Yeah.
But do you want to go explaining as to why there people are validating these rumors?
Go ahead.
All right. So apparently a recent thread on Reddit posted that Peter, who's 28, ends up in a relationship with a producer from the ABC dating series named Julie La Placa.
Julie La Placa.
Now, I'm wondering if she's Latina because of that last name, but I digress. Placata. All right, so the Reddit thread points out, by the way, this is a thank you to people.com for writing this wonderful article. All right, you know, you got to cite your sources. The Reddit thread points out that Weber's father posted a photo from New Year's Eve of La Placa out to dinner on with the family in New York City. The thread also notes that La Placa has been tagged in photos while wearing Seattle Seahawks attire, which is Weber's favorite football team.
Reach. Okay?
I mean, it could be a reach. It could be true. There's also rumors that Hannah Ann is the last the last contestant standing because of Venmo.
Oh my. That's a mean ass reach, because everybody else's Venmo account is public and the only ones that's private is Peter and Hannah Ann.
And Hannah Ann's.
That major reach. That doesn't confirm nor deny anything. That's like people just trying to make up anything at this point.
And someone's like, I did some detective work last week and Pilot Pete is friends with Hannah Ann on Venmo, so I'm calling it that she will be the one.
The fuck up. That's just like, that's okay, such so a that reach.
Okay, like someone is saying that they're, and then they added at Reality Steve, which, by the way, if you don't know, if you're a Bachelor franchise fanatic, you know Reality Steve spoils the season every single freaking season. Like every season, he spoils every episode. He knows everything play by play, including hometowns. Now, even including in Europe, like he finds out everything. We don't know who his
sources
are, but he tends to find out everything, and he has no idea how this ends.
Boom.
And we're down to the final four.
Yo, yeah, it's been fast though. I feel like this season's been flying by, bro.
Yeah, it has. It has. But so those are the rumors. Those are the things that have been circulating around the net. Obviously, there's still rumors that he chooses Maddie in the end, and that's who his mom is referring to when he's like, "Bring her home to us. Don't let her."
It's gotta be Maddie. Like, this is my theory. I don't believe in looking at any spoilers. I don't look for any spoilers. I refuse to look at any spoilers. But at this point, mm-hmm. since we are at the final four, which is obviously Maddie, Kelsey, Hannah Ann, and fucking Victoria F.
Your favorite.
Not anymore. I mean, I think she's the finest out of all of them. But like right now, like I'll get there. I'm not happy with Victoria F right now. So my theory is that with the final four, the final two will actually be Madison and Hannah Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that in the fantasy suites, Peter's going to fuck Hannah Ann, and somehow Madison is going to find out, and it's going to upset her so much because she just came out and said that she's a virgin and that she's saving herself a marriage. Mm-hmm. And there was like a little clip saying that, like, yo, if I find out that like Pete slept with somebody, like, that's it. It looks like it's a deal breaker for Madison if mm-hmm. Pete sleeps with anybody on the show. And so I feel like she will find out that he fucks Hannah Ann. Madison mm-hmm. will leave. Madison mm-hmm. was supposed to be the winner all season long. They've been teasing that, like, Pete, we got to tell you something. This is some bullshit just happened. Like, as he has the ring in his hand. So I think Madison's going to walk away because she just found out. And then Pete has to go home and then talks to her his mom about it. And mom is like, listen, you got to bring her home to us. Bring her home to me. Mom has an incredibly mega, mega, mega attachment to Madison because of episode one. First mm-hmm. one-on-one. Obviously, Madison met the parents at their vow renewals. They loved Maddie. And mm-hmm. it just makes all the sense in the world. And now Peter has to fucking chase Madison to try to get back together, so that they can try to find this relationship and put it all together and see what's up from there. That's my theory.
Okay, I will tell you this, and it's not even about the theory. Two things. One, I don't think it's right that she's giving him an ultimatum, because at the end of the day, she knew what she signed up for when she was signing up for The Bachelor. If she thought, just because she's Christian and she has reviews, and I get that, she's pulling a Luke P, if you think about it. Maybe
how?
Not. Maybe not. Yeah.
Where? How?
Maybe not in a mean way. No, not
you
in
need
the same.
All right, you need to elaborate, because I'm really not understanding that.
Well, okay. Like Luke P said the same thing to freaking Hannah. Like, hey, I better not find out that you're sleeping with other people. Like, you better. That's a deal breaker for me. he said it, maybe not in the same way, maybe not in the same tone, maybe he said it in a more asshole-ish way, but it's the same freaking thing. It's the same thing.
The delivery is just as important as the message, though. You know?
Yeah, but the message between both of them, it's like, look, I'm very Christian, I'm very religious, and obviously I'm not knocking down to somebody's beliefs because at the end of the day, that's their beliefs. But yeah, they're both saying, hey, if you fuck somebody else, we're done. Ooh. Luke P said the same thing. Maddie is giving the Luke P ultimatum to freaking Peter in the next episode.
Not the Luke P ultimatum.
It's
the way that Luke P said it that was so sucky. That was just so whack.
It's the same message.
Listen, but all right, but like
different delivery.
It's like presidential candidates. The same message is, oh yeah, like we're gonna help, you know, move this country in a forward way. Like we're gonna move it forward, we're gonna make this country better again, you know, we're gonna make it great again. This and that. Every fucking presidential candidate has the same exact message, but the delivery is what counts every single time. Right or wrong?
Of course not. Same message, guys. The same message.
But it just because it's the same message doesn't mean shit, though.
It's still a messed up message. No, listen, no matter how you slice it or dice it, do you want to know why it's a messed up message? Because that's not your journey to have. And you signed up for a show.
It is. It is, though, technically. Because, like, she's a part of that. And they've built that relationship.
She's
a part of that journey. It's her journey, too. This is, even though it is the Bachelor lead person is Pete, when it comes to the relationship, it's not the Peter show, you know. Yeah. It's not.
It is the Peter show right now.
No, I know. Technically, it is. Like when it comes to contracts and shit like that. But to what they're trying to build, as far as their relationship, and then ultimately jumping into a marriage and a family and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. it's not a one man show. There's compromise. There has to be acceptance one another.
But you knew what you signed up for when you said, hey, I'm trying to switch off my Spanish speaking and then try to go full-blown English right now. Maddie knew walking into this that she was going to date Peter, Pinga Pete, the guy that went 4 times in a freaking windmill and told billions and millions of people in the United States. And you're going to tell me you're going to give a person who, by the way, is super sexually active to the point that he has condoms in his freaking car glove compartment and he screwed Hannah B 4 times in the freaking windmill. You're going to tell me.
Yeah, but like, we don't really know about Pete's sex life. You are absolutely assuming like crazy. All right, there's 2 receipts. Literally only 2 receipts. One receipt is that one night in the windmill.
Hold on, we're not saying you're a hoe. We're saying he likes to fuck.
Okay, who doesn't?
Okay, but he listen.
He's human.
4 times in a windmill. He's a man. 4 times. 4 times in a windmill.
That don't mean shit. Like we're glorifying the shit out of one night.
And we're not even glorifying it. He has said it verbally in various interviews. He has made it a point to say that sexuality and physical and the physical aspect of a relationship is extremely important to him. Okay, so you knowing that this is the Bachelor, okay, and you're gonna bring in something so this is why the girls were talking about it in amongst themselves, Hannah. And by the way, we have jumped completely and we have not gone with the way that the show has gone, but whatever, we'll go back to that. The way the girls were talking about it, like, hey, her beliefs and her Christianity is super important to her.
Not the girls, and Kelsey. Kelsey's the only one talking about that.
Kelsey and Hannah Ann was listening attentively. But at the end of the day, and obviously Hannah Ann was interjecting her opinion about it. But yes, they're super important to her. And they're making that a point because at the end of the day, she knew what she was signing up for. And if she knows that The Bachelor has this reputation of being a Pinga Pete, of being a Papi Pinga, of being a guy who likes to have sex and who thinks sexuality is important. I'm sorry, that whole conversation that they had on their date about her thinking that her dad is like her role model and her dad is like her expectations to how a man should behave and this and that. And she is basically telling you, hey, I'm super conservative. My family's super conservative. And we hold a very high regard to like our Christian morals and beliefs, oye, that's a red flag. That's like, oye, that's something that you should have said. That's something you should have said way, like, before. That's
a I disagree. I think it was brought up at the perfect time. I really do believe that. At the end of the day, if you love, like, if Pete really loves Madison, let's say I was Pete. If I really love Madison like that, I would do anything to live my life with her, to do everything I can to, you know, to fulfill that feeling of, like, you know what? We're in a relationship forever. For the rest of our lives together, my commitment is to you. If I have to wait sexually for a little bit until we get married, all we got to do is get married. That's okay, cool. I'm going to wait because I love you and I'm committed to you. I'm down for that. I think Peter is the kind of guy that would wait for somebody if he truly does love somebody. I don't think he's a fucking thot or a hoe or anybody that's trying to, like, nah.
We're not saying he's a thot or a hoe. We're just acknowledging that.
Like, Pete's not going to be like, yo, we got to smash, or like, or I'm just not going to have it. Nah, like, that's not Peter's personality, though. Like, you're making him seem like, nah, like, we got to fuck or else we just can't be together. I really do believe that he genuinely loves the girl. Of course it's important, but it's not like it's not going to happen.
Well, we don't know if he's going to fuck her. I mean, not fuck her. We don't know what's going to happen in the next episode.
He definitely fucked Hannah Ann, without a doubt.
We don't know that. Hold on. All right. We're moving forward. We're not even... Let's give a rundown of what happened in the show, and then we'll go talking about it base by base, because we went off on a tangent, like, really... really bad, and this was a tangent that I wanted to say for, like, the ending of the episode, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, we start off the episode with Peter talking about his feelings, talking about how he fears that he's gonna end up with his heart broken again, because you saw what happened to him last time with Hannah B. Mm-hmm. He FaceTimes his mom, and obviously his mom is, like, I feel like his moral compass. His mom is the person that guides him, the person that makes him, you know, think about things in a way that, okay, this is how I should view all of this, and I guess makes him think outside the box and not lets him get into his own head.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really love them FaceTiming. I love when Barbara is on. Barbara Weber, whenever she's on, she is fabulous.
She's awesome. Mama Weber's the best.
Mama Weber is awesome. Shout out to Mama Weber. If she would hear this podcast, I would die. Especially that since she's Cuban. But I think she's fabulous, and I love the relationship. And the way that and it says a lot about a guy when he treats his mother so well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So after the FaceTime occurs, we get the one-on-one with Madison, which, by the way, Natasha was so pissed. She's like, this is the second one-on-one that this bitch has had. Where is my one-on-one?
Rightfully so. I mean, everybody knew she was going home.
We're jumping the gun.
Nah. Going home since last week. Way before this episode even came out.
I mean, we knew it, but only because of, like, the lack of... It's not the lack of chemistry. I just feel like they're more friends than anything else.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. You know, and we'll definitely talk about that date, you know, more when we get there. Right when Madison, you know, jumped into that one-on-one with Pete, and then they were going back and forth to the house, or at least to the hotel. Kelsey, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Kelsey. Like, she's so, for me, I feel like she worries about other people way too much. Like, she was chismoseando about Maddie's commitment to her religion, right? And saying how that might be a problem for Pete in the future if he was to choose her. Why the fuck do you care? Like, that's not, like, why even be concerned about that? That's not your problem, bro. You know, like, just worry about you. I mean, Kelsey, you have a very strong connection with Peter, so kudos to you. But you know, but to judge somebody else's relationship based on their religion and to think that, like, it's not gonna work out, and, like, I feel like you were judging Maddie because she's so strong within her own faith. And that's not cool. I ain't like that. I ain't like that at all. Date went great, though.
The date did go amazing. Obviously, you can see their natural chemistry just flourishing like a beautiful flower in spring. Okay. And I liked how they were, you know, walking around. all of Lima, Peru. And it just felt the relationship between them, it's kind of like the ambiance of what the country is. Very natural. Very free. You know, and they went on the boat ride and they were fishing together and it was very casual. And you can see that their dynamic is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, they are the standard of what a relationship on The Bachelor should look like. Peter, I mean, unfortunately, like, you're not supposed to compare relationships, but when you're on The Bachelor, that's what the fuck you do. It just is what it is. Like their relationship is the standard. I feel like he compares everybody else's relationship that he has, that he's a part of with, to his and Maddie's.
Yeah.
They're just flawless together. Like, they make me happy when I see them together. Like, I don't see them forcing any kind of energy. I don't see them forcing a smile or like any words or trying to like say something to get something out of somebody. Like, yes, like that's what I think, you know, the honeymoon phase in the beginning of a relationship looks like. And yeah. I really hope it works out in the future with them. Right now, she's a front runner, like, without a doubt. And there's no way that anybody can disagree on that.
No, not disagreeing with you at all. But as obviously they're talking at the dinner date, which she looked absolutely beautiful in her red jumpsuit. Like, she looked fabulous. Madison brings up her Christianity. And she really laid it out there for Peter. Like, she...
Good.
And how important it was to her. And Peter was quiet. Like, Peter was awkwardly quiet. He did not know what to say. But I thought that his response to her was so genuine. Like, hey, like, I wish, like, I was raised Christian and my faith is important to me, but I think I could be stronger in my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was so honest. And I appreciate that because he's not pretending to be anybody else but himself. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I thought that, I think Madison talking about her religion is wonderful. But like I said before, you're setting up for failure right now.
But like, are you really? Honestly, whether it works out with Peter or not.
Like, she stood up for herself.
She's not really setting herself up for failure. She knows, like, she knows what she wants in her life. Because yes, this is a show to fight for Peter's heart. But at the end of the day, it's a show to fight for a relationship and not just to have that relationship, but to also maintain and be happy in that relationship. And so that's a two-way street. Any and every healthy relationship is absolutely a two-way street. And so Madison is absolutely right and came correct when it came to her opening up about her religion, her faith, and what she wants in a man. Because if Peter's not, like, she needs to be honest with what she wants and how she feels. Because if Peter's not that man, then at least she knows, like, all right, like, I let it be known. Maybe he wasn't it. We keep on moving forward. But at least there's that sense of communication, like, yo, this is what I want that'll make me happy. Peter has let it be known, yo, this is what I want to make me happy too. So then in a relationship, like I said, a two-way street, there has to be that compromise. Does it make sense for both of us to move forward? You know?
Yeah, but honestly, like, with her having such strong convictions in her faith and Peter not having the same strength in his convictions about being Christian, at the time that they were filming, it didn't present a problem, but it could be something, it could be a bigger problem down the road if they aren't, like, together, thinking about it, completely in sync, completely, like...
I think there are much bigger problems that he has with other girls.
Oh, for sure. No.
Like, fighting about dumb shit, like, with Victoria F. every 5 seconds. Like, just because, for you're in the mood. You're hungry. Shut the fuck up. Grab a Snickers. Like... Okay. I'm so mad at Victoria F. right now.
Listen. Take out your ADD, put it out the door right now.
Squirrel,
stop it, okay? But for now, you know, Peter stayed quiet and was really observant. And then he finally tells her that she is falling in love with him. But what's
hold on. He
was falling in love with her, I'm sorry. Yeah. That he is falling in love with her.
That's a very big mistake right there, Maradiga. I get that one right. Dropped the L-bomb on her.
He didn't drop the L-bomb. There was no dropping of any.
He said, did he not say love?
He's falling in love. Do you know how many... This is the first time that this is said in the Bachelor franchise. You that you just got on this bandwagon like 2 seasons ago or 3 seasons ago.
Like a season and a half.
Exactamente. Listen, this is something that gets thrown around like una papa caliente. Okay? All right? This gets thrown like around a lot. Okay? Falling in love means absolutely nothing because you haven't fallen yet. You haven't hit the ground. Falling means that you could potentially be in love with this person, but you have not gotten there yet. Do you feel the butterflies? Yes. Do you feel like that person could be your one? Yes. Does that mean that that person is the one? No. But that you're getting there? Absolutely. So he is falling for her. This is the first time that has been said in this season.
By him.
By him.
Yeah. Because Hannah Ann said that she's falling for him. And he just said, shut the fuck up. Kiss me.
He did not say that.
Well, he
and
thought.
And by the way, Madison said thank you and I appreciate that. Did she say she was falling in love with him?
Nope. And you know what? Stand in your ground, girl. Take your time. I'm not mad at it. Take your fucking time.
She didn't say it. So,
Madison, she's young. She's 23 years old, but she's a woman, though. You know, like, she carries herself very well and very eloquently. The only girl in the entire mansion all season that has not had any fucking kind of bullshit drama. The only one.
Oh, she's going to have drama, all right. Next episode.
I mean, yeah, like, but, you know, it's going to be, like, between her and Peter. It's not going to be between, like, with the other girls in the house or because of a fucking champagne bottle or anything like that. Like, you know, it's, like, no matter what, in any relationship, in every relationship, there's always going to be issues. There's always going to be certain arguments and disagreements and fights. It's just, this is what it is. It's, you know, la naturaleza of any mm-hmm. relationship, you know? And so her issue is going to be between her and Peter, as it should be, not with her and any other girl. Fuck all that shit. All that extra drama stuff, fuck all that. I love that she's been completely drama-free. You know what? I didn't even think about it. So, like, I know I've been saying that, like, Hannah Ann, you brought it up to me first. You were saying that the producers are carving Hannah Ann up to be the next Bachelorette.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I can see that. But you know what? Low key, let's say it doesn't work out with Madison and Peter. I could 100,000% see Madison being the next Bachelorette too. Mm. With that, and I think she will make a great one too. I think she'll make a really good one.
I don't think so.
I think with Hannah Ann, it'll be more fun, more light, and all that shit. And then, you know.
Problem is that Madison is a little un huevito sin sal.
Sin sal?
She's a huevo sin sal to me.
She's a good girl.
Hannah Ann is a good girl too, but she's not a huevo sin sal.
Yeah, she's funny. She has like some, you know, a little more personality, I guess.
Exactamente.
You know?
In order to
so
be
I
the
can
lead,
see that.
In order to be the lead of a reality show, you have to have personality.
Cohen has zero personality. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But you know what worked to his favor? The fact that he was a virgin.
He's virgin. That's literally all it was, you know? Good looking,
virgin,
big white guy. And yeah.
His ex football playing past. Like, he had a lot. Yeah. You're right,
people be hyping his football career up. He barely played. He was on a practice squad for like a few weeks. He barely did anything. He never played a game or anything like that.
Doesn't matter. But the point is, what his narrative and what got him to be the bachelor.
The virgin.
The virgin.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Another one. Madison, what is she? A virgin?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but is Colton like super religious and super Christian? No.
But you know what? Maybe like you were saying, there's a big audience that are super conservative, super Christian, so on and so forth. Maybe they're trying to build up that audience a little bit more, and then they go with Maddie. I don't know.
I would find that season so freaking boring. Like,
yeah. Hey, listen, we thought this season was gonna be boring with Peter. Not gonna lie, it's been pretty.
You thought it. I never thought it.
All right, I thought it.
Okay, hold it. Wait a second. Hold it.
I will own up to it. I thought it was gonna be like, I like Peter. I've always liked Peter. I thought he was such a like nice and sweet guy. I thought this season was gonna be whack. I've loved it. You know, it's been so entertaining. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of drama. been a lot of emotions. But yeah.
Yeah. So she tells he tells her I'm falling in love, and she's like, thank you. I appreciate that. Like I wanted to smack her a little bit when she said that. I was like, all right, whatever. So that happened, and then finally Natasha gets a one-on-one. Finally.
Oh, man.
Finally. Finally, she gets a one-on-one. And
what a setup.
That was such a setup to fail. Yeah. Like, we knew. Like, we all knew. Bachelor Nation was watching this, and we're like, we're just waiting for him not to give her the rose.
Yo, for real.
But we knew that. Like, there was no chemistry. Like,
it was so forced.
Yeah. Yeah. It, very forced.
It was like such a fucking Tinder date. That's what it was.
Yeah. And it sucks because at the end of the day, they I don't know. Like, Natasha's a great woman. That's great. Another one.
Yeah. Great.
That's she's honest. She's forthcoming. She speaks her mind. She has all these wonderful one-liners. You know, she's funny. I think she's the complete package. Yeah. She's the complete package.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
But again, if you see the final four, like, I don't think Peter wants a woman that's mature.
It's not that he doesn't want a woman that's mature.
He didn't pick. He picked the four most immature people in the house.
Well, except for Madison. Madison, she hasn't shown any kind of immaturity at all. At all. And you need to be honest and agree with me.
He picked the youngest. He picked the two youngest girls. No, the youngest one was McKenna. But he's picked one of the youngest girls in the house. Not only that, the three that caused, Hannah, I'm not even going to.
Listen, three out of the four, I know what you mean. Three out of the four caused mad problems. Kelsey, yeah. Champagne Gate, fucking problems. The pills, DK, quote unquote, the issues with Tammy. It was nothing but drama with Kelsey all fucking season. Mm-hmm. Hannah Ann, in the beginning, Champagne Gate, what the fuck is going on? She was crying a lot. She was like the mean girl per se in the beginning. And then she just became America's sweetheart out of nowhere, but she's still super, super young. And Victoria Ebb is a fucking fight with her every single episode. She's always arguing or fighting about something with Peter. And it's always, 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 always a problem when it comes to Peter and Victoria Ebb about absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Now, what can we say about Madison? Nothing. She's been great. She's been, yo. She's
you haven't seen her.
Yo, she's been
mature. You've barely seen her.
You know what? But like, there's been no reason to see her, though. There's been no drama that she's been involved in. When the producers, when they see something that is like juicy, that's like, oh, we're going to put this on the air. Oh, more drama? Hell yeah. Let's focus the cameras on these girls right here. Madison has been she's not been involved in any of that drama. She stepped aside. She's focused on her own thing. She'll be cool with people and all. Like, you know, she'll play her part. She'll stay in her lane. And then when it's time, when it comes time to, you know, for a group date or one-on-one, yo, she does what she got to do. She's there for Peter. And, like, there's been zero issues with Madison. And you can't deny that. I know you're trying to play devil's advocate, but Madison honestly has been playing the perfect game all season.
Yeah, pero el jueguito se le va a acabar la semana que viene. Anyways, so moving on, we see that the day between Natasha and Peter, and they go out to eat, and obviously they're doing it. They're, you know, it looks like the way that they're dancing, the way that they're feeding each other, and I see potential. That's all they keep saying to. I see potential, but they have like no chemistry whatsoever. Like, I feel like they're better friends than they are romantic partners.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just friends. That's it.
And, you know, he didn't give her the rose, unfortunately. And he says bye-bye to Natasha. And then after that, we get... and by the way, we saw this coming. It's not like... It's beating a dead horse. We're not going to repeat it. We saw it coming. We knew that they were not going to be together. And then we see Kelsey and Peter going ATV riding in the mountains. And honestly, they look like they were having a blast. I felt really bad for the producers having to like walk up the entire mountain top. Like, imagine being a cameraman having to walk up with all those cameras, all that equipment, just to get the shot of these two people. making out on top of their mountaintop.
Yeah, them cameramen, they were tired as hell too.
Yeah, like Peter's out of breath, like
yeah. Can only imagine a fucking old ass guy's fucking Bert. Yep. And what's the other cameraman's name? Well, what are we gonna call him? If there's
like Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie. Okay, so Ernie, come on. Hold on, Bert. Like, yo, like honestly, I just can't imagine them not being exhausted and not having like fucking 10 bottles of water with them, just chugging that shit down. And yeah, what? It is what it is. You know, with that mountain, it was a cute date. Pete looked like the most non-tough guy ever on an ATV that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He was riding that shit like he was in a fucking wheelchair.
What a seat though.
Like, yo, like, you gotta swag it out when you're on an ATV. Ah, we on. Like, stand up. You know?
Have you seen Peter? He has no swag. Yeah. He has swag when he does the move. But that's about it.
He has swag when he needs to bring it out. Yeah. You know?
But the boy, the boy has no coordination. He can't dance. Did you really expect him to ride that ATV with swag when he can barely two-step?
I did. I really did. I was very, as a man, I was disappointed that he couldn't ride the ATV as I wanted him to. Like, yeah, I just wanted to just like, yo, come on, Pete. Do it for the guys. Like, just standing up, looking back. Like,
he's not a man's man. Peter's not a man's man. He's more of tú sabes, like, el hombre sensible.
Yeah.
He's a sensitive guy. He's sensitive.
Yeah, but you could be a man's man and still be sensitive. Of course you
negative.
Can. Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Obama slogan 2008. Yes, we can.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But
like,
okay,
that day, honestly, like, they have some chemistry and all. It's more like, I guess, more of an emotional chemistry rather than a spiritual chemistry.
You can have both, by the way, because I don't think they've talked about having a spiritual chemistry.
Nah, that's why it's only been emotional. And I feel like it's like he's kind of like liked her because of pity first, I think.
You think it's pity because of the whole champagne?
In the beginning, you're like, oh, let me console you. And then every time they talk, it's like she's crying about something. Like, oh, like, you know, she's crying. You know, like, I don't know, man. I feel like, he's being a little sucker for Kelsey's emotions and like her emotional roller coaster. And I don't know. I don't see the long term in their connection.
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like he sympathizes with her, yes, but I think he does like her. She's beautiful. She's very sweet. And she's a girl that
she is sweet.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah,
like,
she is sweet. The reason why
she got mad about Champagne Gate and she was super like rude about it was because, dude, that was her champagne. Like, I get why she got mad, even though she was la loca of the week, la come mierda of the week that week when that whole Champagne Gate happened. But at the end of the day, she has shown us that, coño, she could even be bachelorette material.
Nah.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Hey, Bachelor Nation likes a woman that's that wears her heart on her sleeve.
Yeah, but Bachelor Nation also doesn't like somebody that cries every fucking 10 minutes per episode.
Actually, it's good TV. That's actually very good TV.
Nah.
That's very good TV.
Yo, Bachelor Nation would be very upset if Kelsey was the bachelorette. I'm telling you right now.
She's beautiful.
Over Hannah Ann right now, over even Demi, which we were talking about off
guys, here. Guys, can we get back to it? Can we get back to it?
Squirrel.
We'll get that to the end of the conversation. We're going to save that juicy shit for last.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh. The juicy shit for last. Anyways, but yes, obviously, Kelsey opened up about her relationship right now. What is that in the background?
Music. I'm going to the bathroom.
Again?
Yo,
can we now like not put your pissing like sabbaticals on our podcast,
please? I'll go on mute, okay?
Can you go on mute on this thing?
I mean, at this point I'm not, so now you're going to have to hear it.
Are you
freaking... Listen, I drink a lot of fucking water, Martica.
Well, cut this out of the freaking podcast, por favor.
Well, no, I'm leaving it now.
Can you not, please, por favor?
Look, Like,
no, 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 cortalo, güey. Seriously.
I have to.
I understand that you have to. Listen, I'm not telling you not to pee. I'm just telling you, could you please not fucking put it in our podcast?
Okay, I won't.
Like, coño. Like, every single episode now has him, you know, like, coño. Some people must be like, damn, like, do these people not have a filter? Like, coño. Yeah. It was funny the first time.
I'm leaving it.
The second time.
I'm leaving it.
De madre. All right.
I'm leaving it.
I'm going to stab you. I'm going to go down to Miami and I'm going to stab you. Okay.
So as we were, you know, as we were speaking about what?
As I was speaking, because coño, you freaking me interrumpiste to go take a piss.
Nah, you got distracted by the music in the background.
I did get distracted by the music in the background. Anyways, it turns out that Kelsey talks about her situation at home that she hasn't seen. She finally spoke and saw her dad for the first time in like years.
Yeah.
And you know, they're working on the relationship and it's a private thing, but her mom doesn't know absolutely anything, which I'm hoping that Kelsey actually spoke to her mom prior to like airing this, because that would suck. That would suck if this is the first time her mother is hearing that she speaks to her father on national television. Okay?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. This was filmed more than a few months ago.
Yeah.
So with the kind of person that Kelsey is, she is a very sweet person. You know, like that's like on, like yes, I do say that she's, you know, very emotional and all, but more than anything, she's a very, very sweet girl. I can totally see her sitting down with her mom and just having that conversation, like, yo, listen, mom, just so you know, I was talking to Peter. I opened up to him, about my dad, and I need to be honest with you. I'd rather you hear it from me instead of you hearing it first on national TV. And so, like, I feel like she is that close with her family, as far as like her siblings and her mom, to where she is going to be open and honest about that way before this will come out on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that. I think she's that kind of person.
Yeah. So they have the day. He gives her the rose. She's going on hometowns. And honestly, I like the fact that Kelsey laid it all on the table for him. I really do. I really like that she's opened up and I just like their chemistry, to be honest. I really do.
Yeah.
And then after that, then we have time for a 3-on-1. Now, I have to be completely honest with you. Kelly annoyed me this entire freaking episode. Kelly's cockiness was on another level. And it annoyed me because that cockiness and the way how reality shows work, we all knew. We all knew. She's getting eliminated.
She was setting up for failure.
Okay? Like, obviously. So
honestly, she's too good for Peter. Like, she's on another level. Like, Peter is a little too young for what Kelly is looking for. And that's okay. You know, it really is okay. You know, what the show is about is to find the perfect match. It's not like who's better than the other, this and that. I think the best wife material out of everybody in this show is Kelly, hands down, without a fucking doubt.
Natasha,
1 and 2, honestly, right there. Kelly 1, Natasha 2, like right there. It just wasn't a perfect match. You know, it just is what it is. And, you know, I'm not mad at that. Kelly, she had an awesome season.
I just didn't like her cockiness at the end of it. Like, I'm an attorney, so the hell what?
So, all right, I have something to say about that, though. Because the way that was...
edited?
Yeah, you could hear the choppiness of how the producers edited that statement. I'm an attorney, I should get a rose. But the way it was edited and the way I heard it, like, I'm in radio. Like, we're both in radio. So, like, when we have callers call in, we have to edit our phone calls manually, correct? You edit your phone calls manually?
Yeah, on the Vox Pro.
Yeah. And so I heard that little chop where, like, it's cutting her off from saying something else in the beginning and in the ending of that statement. So I feel like we're missing out on a certain, context of that statement. And I feel like that wasn't completely what she was talking about. Like, I feel like she was probably saying, like, yo, like, listen, like, I got my shit going on for me. I'm an attorney. I think it's a great match. Like, I feel like it was a lot more, you know, it wasn't as cocky as they portrayed it to be, you know? Like there was something that the producers are hiding that they just wanted it to sound juicy. And, you know, I mean, regardless, it is what it is. You know, she didn't get a rose. I'm okay with it. It just wasn't a match.
I mean, but before that, before he chooses her, doesn't choose her, she's like, I'm going to take a nap while Hannah Ann and Peter will talk.
That shit was funny as hell. She was funny.
She was funny, but again, I thought it was way too cocky.
But is she lying, though? Like, compare, like, if you compare Kelly to Victoria F. and Hannah Ann, they are children to her. You know, like, you could tell Kelly's gone through life. Like, she has her own shit going on. She's good. She's more than fine without this show. She's gonna be okay. Victoria F. is an emotional mess. It's an argument and a fight for everything. And you know, she's young. You know, like, she is a child compared to Kelly. You know, like, she still doesn't know what she wants to do with her life. Especially, like, when Peter asked her, like, oh, what is it that you want to do moving forward when you get older, so on and so forth. She didn't even drop a solid statement or a solid response. She was just dropping Instagram quotes. You know, and that concerned me. That really worried me. Yeah. Kelly's the only one that had her shit together, top to bottom. And so I don't blame Kelly for feeling that way. Ladies, you should be confident in how you are, how you feel, and where you are in your life. If you know you got your shit together, yo, be proud of that shit. Own up to it, you know?
But there's a fine line between cockiness and arrogance, and she came across as arrogant in this episode.
It's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, she knows her worth. She knows her worth. It'll be a whole different story if somebody was cocky and arrogant with nothing to show for. With just all talk, no, like all talk, all bark, no bite. The way she bites is how she handles her life and what she's doing with her own life. She's just fine. Like, she's Gucci. She talks the talk, she walks the walk. She's fine. She's on another level.
That's fine, but you have to listen. You can be confident and show beauty and grace without sounding like a complete asshole. My opinion.
I don't think she was being an asshole. I think she was just being honest. She's like, yeah, I'm over these girls. Like, bruh. Like, I'm hands down top bitch over here. You know? If you don't want that, okay, then just send me home. That's it.
I mean, yeah. But speaking of my child, Hannah Ann, she finally got some alone time with Peter on this date. And
yeah,
I thought that note with all the reasons why she's falling for Peter was absolutely taking me back to when I was 17 and I did that for my first boyfriend, like my first real relationship. Okay, I thought that was the cutest thing. I love the fact that she was cheesy. I loved that she disclosed, like, hey, I'm cheesy, but this is how I want to express my feelings for you.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think of that note, being a guy, from a guy's perspective?
All right. If any girl writes a note to me or for me, like how Hannah Ann wrote that note for Peter, yo, first of all, I'm emotional. Like, cancer. My eyes would be so watery. Yeah, the cancer side of me will come out. I will be so appreciative. And honestly, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about that right now. It would make me fall for you. Like, for real. Like, I think that's such a sweet gesture. And just week after week, Hannah Ann just keeps on winning me over. I love Hannah Ann. I think she's so dope. I think she's very young and, like, she's, like, a little naive when it comes to certain things and, like, with certain things that she say, too. That's like,
she's a breath of fresh air.
Like, she's, you know, she's, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's just, like, it's nice to have her. It's nice to have her on the show. And I really appreciated that she did that for Peter. It was really nice. And Peter was genuinely happy. You know, it was cool.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And then we go straight into hell. The opposite of sweet, loving, the opposite of heaven, we go straight into hell to the dysfunctional relationship that is Victoria F. and Peter Weber. Who knew that one person can have so many breakdowns in every single episode?
Yo, imagine if we had a drinking game. For every shot, we take a shot every time. I'd be done. Yo, fucked up.
I'd be done. I would be dead. I would have to be getting IV infusions, or IV transfusions, or whatever you want to call it. I'm probably saying not the right technical term, but I'd be in the hospital, getting IVs in my freaking veins because I would be drunk off of this whole game. Legit.
Yeah, Victoria, I don't know. For some reason, excuse me, Peter, he has this thing where he's so, and I'm not even going to just say Peter, but just a lot of people in general. I don't know what it is, because, like, I find myself, like, in this situation, too, like, in the past, where, like, we're just attracted to the toxicity. Like, we're just attracted to the fight. I don't know if it's like, all right, I want to fight for you and I want to get through this bullshit because I care about you so much. Like, yep. The love is there and the careness is there for each other, but it's like, yo, we can overcome this, we could get past this, let's work on this shit together, you know? So I guess that could be very exciting and so challenging, and like, and you think about the end goal, like where you can just be with your girl and just be like, hey, remember when we were going through all that shit, but look at us now though, you know? Like who would have thought? And I think that's like, you know, a very relatable vision that a lot of people have within toxic relationships. They hold on and they cling on because they just know something is going to break through and we're going to make this work. I feel like Peter is there with Victoria F. in that mind state, but it's not healthy. They have a toxic relationship. They fight all the fucking time. It's always a problem with Victoria F. Like, yo, like, she was attacking him. She was going at him for no reason. And yo, credit to Peter, and you really do see his true colors even more. He's so patient and so loving. Like, yo, I swear to God, as a man, I am learning so much from Peter. I'm being so straight up right now. Like, cause all right, nobody is ever gonna be perfect. Nobody's ever gonna be in a perfect mood all the time. And I will admit that, like, you know, if a significant other will come at me a certain way, like how Victoria F. was coming at Peter, I'm not as patient. And I do recognize that that's something that I need to work on, you know? But seeing Peter be so patient and try to be as understanding as possible and as loving as possible, even while he was kind of getting that treatment from Victoria F., because he cares about her so much, he was doing that for her. And it's like a gift and a curse. It's like, yo, you don't deserve that treatment, bro. But if you love her, it's like, all right, we're going to find a way to get through this, you know? That was the one moment that I appreciated so much out of that date.
For real. Yeah, but I feel like Peter is confusing love with it being, like, easy and confusing love with being hard. A relationship should not be this hard and not this difficult in the beginning stages of it. This is the honeymoon phase. Y'all shouldn't be fighting that much.
Yeah,
y'all should be literally like Madison, like Hannah Ann, even like Kelsey. Okay, that's how the relationship should be.
Yeah, and it's funny that you even say that too, because that one-on-one with Kelly even said it to Pete, like, yo, like, you know, so it's cool how this could be so easy, you know? A relationship doesn't have to be hard all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was dropping gems on Peter. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a fight or argument all the time. It could just be easy like this. A relationship should be easy, where it's like it just works and it just clicks, like how I think we have, you know, have it going on. And yeah, and what they had was very easy, you know, like with certain, like with Hannah Ann, that relationship that Pete has with Hannah Ann is easy. With Kelly, it was easy. A little bit rocky with Kelsey, but for the most part, it's easy. Victoria F., not so much, you know?
Not at all, but unfortunately, Peter doesn't want the easy way out, and he sends Kelly home, and we're really sorry about that, because, coño, she was a nice girl. She had a lot of good, obviously, she's an attorney. She has great things going for her, but I just didn't like the way that she exited the show. She was mean to these girls.
Nah, she wasn't.
No?
No, she wasn't. She stayed in her own lane the whole time, like, to the girls. She knew that she was on a different level than these girls, though.
Like, fine, but you have to like be like, oh, they're little girls, you know, they're children. Like, you're basically talking down.
They really were compared to where she's at in her life. Yes, they were children. It's not talking down on them. It's like, what have they accomplished? What are they doing for their lives? Type of thing. Like, is this the end all be all? Their eggs all in one basket on this one. Like, y'all, like I'm gonna be all right after this show. You know, like, if you are confident about where you're at in your life, you stand your ground and you be confident about it, you know?
By the way, can we talk about the shriek that Hannah Ann did?
What
when
shriek?
She got the shriek.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap. At first, I'm like, is she faking it? But I feel like she had so much energy pent up inside of her. Like,
yeah.
All the feelings that were inside of her just came out when she got that rose.
Yeah, she had a little anxiety attack right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pobrecita. That little anxiety attack must be like that was the last thing that Kelly heard before she got into that level. And it's going to haunt her forever.
No, it's not gonna. Well, haunt who? Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
No, she's gonna be just fine. Like, she's not. Like, yeah, like, I mean, in any breakup, it's going to hurt. Yeah, but, like, I can totally see Kelly being just fine after all of this. She's like, all right, whatever. It is what it is. You know? Like, on to the next one. We keep on moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, Kelly is emotionally mature. That's the best way to put that.
Yeah. I will say this. I felt betrayed when Peter gave that rose to Victoria. Like, I was so mad.
Do you feel like Kelly deserved the rose more than Victoria F?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. But if in his eyes it wasn't there and he looks at her también and he puts her in the same category as Natasha, then it wasn't there. Now, I think Kelly could potentially kill it in Bachelor in Paradise. Same thing with Natasha. I think both of them are great freaking candidates for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I think they'll be great. Do I see Kelly on it? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't ever see her again. But then I wouldn't be surprised if she's on Paradise either, you know?
Yeah. Like, she's smart. She's intelligent. Why wouldn't? And if she really wants to find love, why wouldn't she?
Yeah, why not? You know? She got it. She got it like that. She could, like, you know, leave work for a couple months.
So, we got our final four.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly talking smack about the four was just hilarious. But one moment that I thought was endearing while she was shit talking was how Kelsey embraced Hannah Ann in a hug the minute she saw her walking through that hotel room door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, girl power to the fifth degree. I thought that was so beautiful. And I'm like, coño, they've been through a lot. But there's, like, that sense of camaraderie. Qué horror.
Jesus Christ.
Listen. You try to speak Spanish all day and then switch it off and try to speak English. It's horrible. I'm forgetting the vocabulary in both languages.
Say it again. Say the word again.
Camaraderie.
There you go.
See, I know how to say it. Lo que pasa es que se me va. So I love that sense of camaraderie between both women, that they were able to surpass the finasco that was Champagne Gate, and they were able to move forward as women, as girls that have been in the beauty pageant industry, women that are just beautiful and empowered. I loved it. For the first time in this whole season, like you had said earlier when we were talking off the phone, for the first time this entire season, you saw like okay, these girls actually like each other.
Yeah, you know, like we definitely saw last season on The Bachelorette, there was certainly a camaraderie between the gentlemen, you know.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, there was a lot of the guys that, like, they had so much love for each other, like they knew why they were there, but at the same time, like, it just became like this fraternity, you know, of brothers that you still see, you know, to this day. Like, on their Instagrams and on Twitter and so on and so forth. And, you know, Tyler, Mike Johnson, Jed, even though he fucked up, Peter, like they were all very, very, very close.
Dylan,
that's another one right there. They were all very supportive of each other in absolutely everything they did. We have not seen any of that kind of camaraderie between the girls this season until Kelsey hugged Hannah Ann. It's been like fucking a jungle, every woman for herself. And so it was very refreshing to see that, you know, because that was honestly the first time that we really saw like one person support the shit out of another person and just genuinely be happy for that person. Not just back them up like in a fight or anything like that, but like, all right, listen, you're happy, so I'm happy for you. And we saw that between Kelsey and Hannah Ann. And other than that, we haven't seen any of that at all.
Yeah. The next week's episode is going to be lit like a candlestick. I can't wait to see Peter's reaction to finding out that Madison's a virgin. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the fight go down between Victoria F. and Peter. My God. That's going to be goals. I'm waiting with the popcorn in hand because that's going to be juicy.
He needs to cut Victoria F. I think she's so sexy and so pretty and all, but like, yeah, that's not a good match.
No, definitely not. Mind you, they didn't show anything about Hannah Ann's hometown. So we know for a fact that when they don't tease that, smooth sailing in Hannah Ann's hometown. Yeah.
Oh, I believe it. I definitely believe that. She seems like she grew up in a nice home. And yeah, like a very nice middle class type home with a very beautiful family. Like, I could definitely see that. As far as Victoria F., she should go chase somebody else. Ooh.
Really? Did you? Bad dad joke number 247. But them. Like, bad dad joke number 247. Wow.
Come on now. Give me some.
No. Absolutely not. Moving forward, okay. Then we also see Kelsey's hometown date. And her mom. I think now's when she was going to tell her mom about her relationship with her dad. Hmm. That's going to be great. We're going to see I'm dying to know who is Barbara talking about. Who is Barbie Weber talking about?
Madison, without a fucking doubt. She's the only one that has a connection to the family because of the first one-on-one date in the first episode. I got $2 on it.
Like, can we quote her on this, though? Don't let her go. That's what love stories are made of. God has placed her there for you. Bring her home to us.
Damn. That's Madison. Without a doubt.
Could be.
It is.
Could be. We'll see what happens next week. I can't wait. I look forward to Bachelor Mondays as do you. So
yes, but, I do.
So without further ado, let's go into these categories.
Oh, welcome to the hashtag Bacheletero Awards, where we have three separate awards, starting off with La Loca of the Week, the craziest one of the week, and followed by La Come Mierda of the Week. Who ate the most shit in the most recent episode? And finally, with the MV3, the most valuable three people on the most recent episode of The Bachelor. So, starting off with La Loca of the Week, Martica, we both know who the fuck it is. Do you want to say it together at the same time?
1, 2, 3. Victoria F.
Duh.
Do we have to spell it out for you?
Nah, she crazy, bro.
That bitch is crazy. She's like, you're just always in a mood. Mind you, let's backtrack and see all the moods that she's been in every time Peter goes and says anything to her.
I like her. I think she's cool. She has a certain sass about her. It's just not a good fucking match. It's not. It's not a good match for Peter.
Okay, you know that isn't there a scale, like the pretty sexy scale? Like, the prettier you are, the crazier you are.
I mean, honestly, that don't mean shit. It's just some shit that people made up, because there's plenty of pretty people that are really nice people, and there's a lot of pretty people that fucking suck, you know?
I didn't say suck. They're crazy.
Well, both. How about that?
Okay. Fair enough. So, yeah. We both have La Loca of the Week. La Come Mierda of the Week.
Yeah, who ate the most shit, Martica?
Freaking Victoria F ate the most shit.
She ate the most shit, bro. I agree too.
You know, or and if you want to have for good measure, like a freaking first runner, Peter ate the most shit because he let go of the two most mature women in the house.
Oh, man, he really did. He really did.
He let go of dime pieces. But dime pieces.
To play devil's advocate, I mean, Natasha was so nice. Like, she was great. She was great. She did absolutely nothing wrong. She did everything right to the best of her ability.
It just wasn't there.
And I wouldn't even say it wasn't there. The chemistry just wasn't, there was a little bit of chemistry, but it just wasn't as strong as the chemistry that he has with other girls in the house.
It was too little too late. It was too little too late.
You just explained it right, like super perfectly. You just you were right on the money with that. Too little too late. Tasha, you know, she was cool. But she'll be fine moving forward, too. I think that's another one. There's only two girls that are emotionally mature in the entire season. And that's Natasha and Kelly, the two girls that went home.
Agreed. Now, yeah. The MB3 award.
Ah, shit. The most valuable three. This is the part that I think that we're going to have it a little bit different. You know? Yeah. So, okay. Martika, who's your number three?
Kelsey.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
Kelsey, I think the fact that she's been able to open up to Peter about her family situation, which I don't think is such a big deal.
Yeah.
To be completely honest with you, I don't think it's such a big deal, but I think she's going to do wonderful in hometowns. I love that she opened up, and I like their chemistry together. I like how they vibe, and and I like Kelsey, and I like that she's been able to patch things up with Hannah Ann. It shows a lot of maturity on both their ends.
So, I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. Who's your number two?
My number two, I don't want to give my number one to Madison by default just because of their freaking amazing chemistry. I can't.
You can't deny what they have.
But that's not okay for me. It's like I would have to give it to her by default as number one, not because I want to, not because I'm like I'm not rooting for her at the end of the day. I'm rooting for Hannah Ann.
Yes, you are.
So, you know what? I'll give Madison the second spot because I can't give her the first spot. I know you're gonna give her the first spot.
Well, that's personal.
It's personal at the end of the day. I just, you know what? They have great chemistry. She is the front runner. She is the woman that's gonna, you know, take Peter's heart at the end of this. But she's not my number one. My number one's Hannah Ann, and we all know this. Like, I've been standing with Hannah Ann since day freaking one.
Yes, you have, yo. You really have.
I have been a Hannah Ann stan for a reason. I'm like, I could read between the lines. I could read. I knew going into this that she was going to be my favorite, hands down, and she hasn't proven me wrong. And I like how she's been opening up. And I think out of all the women in the house, minus Madison, because Madison is completely genuine, is Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann has been very genuine, very sweet, very down to earth. I stand for Hannah Ann.
I'm not mad at that. All right. So you're number one, Hannah Ann. All right. So my number three. you might be surprised it's not Kelsey. My number three. Yo, this person's stock has risen so much in the last, like, 24 hours. You know who I'm going to say right now, Martika?
Caddy.
The producer of The Bachelor, whatever her name is.
Oh, Julie La Placa.
Julie La Placa. Que lo que la placa. Placa da. Yo, Peruto, nobody knew who the fuck she was before this. Now everybody looking her up. And, yo, she's not ugly. She's cute. So you know what? Everybody looking her up. What's up, Julie? Who is this person? Now her stock is rising. She about to get interviews on top of interviews. She just got some major clout from The Bachelor. There's obviously a huge audience. So you know what? Take advantage of this, Julie La Placa. Make some money out of this. You know, you just elevated yourself and your stock to another level. So capitalize off of that. That's what I want Julie La Placa to do. Whether she's with Peter or not, I think she just elevated her stock. So I think that's very important for her. She's number three. My number two, without a doubt, Hannah Ann. You know, there's a clear chemistry between her and Peter that is just so pure. that note, man, like that note was everything for me personally. Like, I loved it. It was so sweet. I hope it's not something that she just does this one time just because she wants to win, you know, his heart. But let's say she does end up with Peter. I could totally see Hannah Ann doing some sweet things like that, just because, like, writing a note like that and then writing at the end just because it's Wednesday or some shit like that, you know? So I've really become a Hannah Ann fan. A Hannah fan. There you go. That could be something like that. Whatever. Anyways, my number one of the MV3, the most valuable contestant of The Bachelor right now, Madison, without a doubt. Chemistry is undeniable. They're fucking rock stars together. They understand each other mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Not so much religiously just yet, but there is an understanding nonetheless. Just because mm-hmm. they're not on the same level doesn't mean that there's not that there is an understanding, because I think there is an understanding. And that takes a lot of maturity, you know, to be able to just compromise and try to figure it out from there. Because at the end of the day, they're all different people. Madison, yeah. Different people. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you're not fucking dating your sister or your brother, anything like that. You're dating mm-hmm. a completely different individual, and you got to accept them for their differences, for yep. their flaws, so on and so forth, you know? And I think they're very good with disagreeing. I think they're very good with communicating. Mm-hmm. As of right now, they are my standard of what a relationship should look like so far. And yeah, so that's my number one right there. I'm kind of excited. Not that I'm kind of. I'm fucking ecstatic for next week's episode. I hope it's not no fucking 3-hour show again.
It will be. It's gonna be. I mean, not hometown, but it's definitely gonna be another 3-hour show.
Fuck.
Yeah. Wait for it. But we'll see what happens next week. I'm looking forward to it. I'm dying to see what his reaction is going to be, that when he finds out he can't fuck Maddie 4 times in a window.
He'll be fine. He's not gonna be like, oh my god, no, we can't do this. That's not gonna, like, Peter's not that kind of guy. You know that. You know he's not gonna react that way. It'll be fine. Like I said, the fuck up is when he fucks somebody else in fantasy suites. That's gonna be the fuck up between him and Madison. Calling it right now. There's no possible way that there's gonna be any other argument with Maddie. She doesn't bring any drama to the table. Calling it right now, the fuck up between Peter and Madison is when he fucks somebody else in fantasy suites and she finds out. You heard it first here. And that was the episode of The Bacheleteros. You gotta follow us, right? At The Bacheleteros. Also our personal IGs and Twitters and so on and so forth. At It's Al Pizzle. Like, it's Al Pizzle and Martica. You can follow her on Awa.
On Instagram as Martica, MARTICA Lopez, as in J-Lo. Martica Lopez on Instagram. And if you follow me on the Twitter, it's Martha M. Lopez TV.
Yo, number love on top of love. By the way, side note, Bernie Sanders just won New Hampshire primaries tonight. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Feel the motherfucking burn. Good,
guys. Woo! Guys, really. We're not turning this into a political stint. We love you. Thank you so much.
Bernie.
And,
Bernie.
Can we not? All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to us, Bachelor Nation. We love you. And until next time, bye.
Mwah.